Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good. Somebody, there's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness,
love and happiness,
love and happiness.
Thank you.
down conversations we had every single night, lying in bed together. So why would there ever be a breakdown in communication? And I'm just wondering, was that the woman first?
If I could feel her warm embrace. How's
it
going out here tonight?
How you doing, Timothy? I'm doing okay. How you doing?
All right, man. That's some beautiful classic show. I'll tell you, R&B and all that. This is Bubba from the Backwoods, a famous host on many shows on Blog Talk Radio, talking to you personally live tonight.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing?
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
I got another friend of mine here, Mrs. Doubtfire, too, if you'd like to talk to her, but you don't have to. But how you doing? How's it going out there on your radio show this evening?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. It's going
pretty
good.
Is your dad? Tell me.
I'm sorry?
I mean, like, is your dad tonight? I don't know. Is it hopping or what?
No, it's great. It's going great tonight. I'm just playing the classics tonight, you know. No guests, no, you know. Just playing the classics tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a big guest on tomorrow. So make sure if you can tune in, make sure you tune in.
Okay, what's the big guest's name? I might know that. Yes.
Evelyn Champagne King.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, I know that. Gosh.
Yeah, she'll be on tomorrow. She'll be...
Well, tell her when she comes on your show that Bubba was on your show. She might want to talk to me at one point or another, but...
Who?
You know, can I help you in any way whatsoever?
I can't say it one more time.
Can I help you in any way whatsoever tonight to bring some people in, you know, bring in more people, let's say more people?
Sure. I appreciate it so much. Go ahead, sure.
I would love to do that for you. And you know what?
Go ahead.
You got music and all. I love the music you're playing, I'll tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I thank you for calling and
you're doing a good job, too. Not this late at night trying to do all these things, and people don't appreciate it sometimes, but they're coming in to you.
Yeah.
You might get a few callers shortly.
Oh, I appreciate
it. Beg your pardon?
I appreciate it so much. Tell him to call in. I'd love to talk to him.
Okay, I will have him call in to you.
And what's
914.
What's your name? What's your name?
I'm Bubba from the Backwoods. I'm on the show 4 years in a row on the talk radio show.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you have your own show?
For a long time, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. You have your own blog show?
Oh, yes, I certainly do, but that's not what I'm here for, not to promote my show. I've been
I'm asking. I'm trying to get to know, you know, the caller. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I got the show, The Fine Line Show, Friday and Saturday. You should do it 7 days a week, but that's tiresome. It wears you out after a while.
Yeah, I'm on tour right now, so I can't do shows every day, you know what I mean? I'm promoting my album, so I can't be on tour. I can't do the show.
Oh, gosh, Armani, that's what I do. I'm a music writer. I write music and all that. I do rap, R&B, and jazz. I do country. I'm a versatile soul, so. If you need my help, you can contact me. You want me to give you my phone number?
Is this the one that's up on the switchboard?
Beg your pardon?
Is this the one that's up on the switchboard?
Yes. I'll tell you what, I can connect you with people. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Now, is this the classical show that I'm listening to that's your music or no?
No, it's from different artists.
Why don't you put your own music on there and mix it up a little bit?
I'm gonna do that shortly. Introduce some of my music.
You ought to introduce your music. I'm sure talking to you, you sound like an intelligent individual who probably has got better music. You know,
yeah, my music is on all over the internet, so you can check it out for me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, internet is didn't happen a record deal, but I know what you're saying, so I've been through all that. But nevertheless, you probably got some good music out there that needs to be listened to. You know?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's gonna be on the album, so you know when it comes out, I'm gonna be promoting that. I think the album might.
Well, send some music to me. I'll put it on my show, and I'm telling you the truth. This is no lie at all. I bring up people who are trying to get out there, and I know a lot of people, and your music will be heard. Is what I'm saying. So, yes, and do you sing?
Yes. Yeah. I've been singing for so long, so many years.
Yes. Now, what age are you? No offense to you. I know how it goes with the market show.
I'm young, very young. I'm not my late 20s.
your late 20s. Well, then, I'll tell you what. You got it made. It's the way I look at it. So they get rid of the old wrinkled people because everybody watches television and they want to see some young buck do whatever. And you know how it goes, so.
Yeah, this industry.
In the meantime,
right,
I got Jeff Green. Go to www.jeffgreen.com/E-U-S-Unicorn. He's on my show. I do his music all the time. It's called A Dark Night of Soul album. But the reason why I'm telling you this, it's a different sound. And then I got John Steed. He's country. Mm-hmm. I do everybody. I do Casanova and the Con. That's an R&B and jazz band, 12-piece, all black band and all. And I let them all come on my show, and I play whatever they give me. So, and if it helps them out, God bless them is the way I look at it. So. Now, you sound like an intelligent individual, and I bet you got more talent in the stuff you're playing with your own personal stuff.
Yes, I actually do. Yep, I actually do.
And don't ever feel bad about it. Do it, because that's what I didn't do. You know, I was a songwriter.
I kind of stepped away from the limelight for a while and started doing other things behind the scenes.
Personal issues, I got what you mean. Yes,
yeah, but now I'm coming back, you know, in the limelight again. It's been a long time coming, so, you know, I'm going to make things happen for me. Man, everybody's behind me 100%.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm behind you, and you, if you want me to help you at all, without asking for a penny, just put it on and send it to me. Call me up on that telephone number, and I'll take care of it for you.
And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm Bubba from the Backwoods. I'm the co-host of The Fine Line with Bob Forsythe on The Fine Line Show. I'm a scout. I scout out music and talent and that sort of thing. You need a phone number? I'm not afraid to give my number over the air.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 352-875-6202.
Mm-hmm.
Same number
okay.
On your switchboard.
Okay, I got it down.
Now, please don't forget me now. Don't think that this is a fake call or something like this. This is Bubba, and this is what I do. If you listen to the show, you'll see this is Bubba, real Bubba, not playing a game or nothing. But, gosh, I'm on. Now, one, can you put something on tonight so I can listen to it? Just one time, one song, anything?
What do you like to hear?
No, from you. I want to hear it from you.
Oh, my
it's
music?
No, you're the boss, so.
Oh, I don't. I lost kind of what I was going to play next, but I have something in mind here.
I'm sure you can play something from you. You probably got it right handy. I know that. That's what talented people do. So.
I have my next song I'm going to play, so it's going to be. It's kind of a little slow, soul jams tonight.
Is that from Timothy Hodge? Hang on here, everybody who's listening, 914-338.
I don't have my song on the switchboard tonight. They're gonna wait next show. I'll play next show tomorrow. Actually, afternoon show when I have Champagne King on. I'll play some of my stuff.
Oh, I see. You don't have nothing you can put on here handy tonight.
For me?
Yeah, from you.
Nah, not tonight.
Oh, come on. What's the matter? No one's... It's 12:31 in the morning. You can put something on.
Not for me. I have to go through my...
I see what you mean. It's not logged in. You don't have to upload it on your switchboard. Is that the problem?
I actually don't know, and I have to go get it, so it's going to take a little time. So I'm just going to,
yeah,
you know...
I understand. Well, you should have done that beforehand to put out your talent. You know what I mean? So... Make sure you always put yourself first and put something out there. I've been through the music business, and people don't care about nothing except going ahead and promoting what they got. And we promote the whole time somebody else's music, and we're left in the background. See what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
It's happened to me. Well, you put it on tomorrow then, or send it to me. I'll give you my email address. Then I'll hook you up with some people. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. If it's good now, I can't promise you nothing unless it's good, but it seems like, I think, you probably got some good stuff, so. Need that email address?
Shoot it to me.
Okay, C as in Charlie, J as in John, F as in Foxtrot, the numbers 4520 at AOL, which is the mafia.com.
Okay.
I got a radio show on FM. I can play whatever I want to play on there, okay. So it's not just Blog Talk Radio. Get what I'm saying? FM is different than the internet, so. Doesn't matter whether you're signed with a label or whatever, I can put it
out
there.
Where are you located, sir?
I'm in Florida. That's where I am right now.
What part?
Central Florida, which is right outside of Ocala.
Okay.
50 miles, actually, south of where Michael Jackson had done an album in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know the studio's there, and then we're right outside of RECO, which is the recording studio that has a place where they teach people audio and video and all that stuff. Big place here, so right outside the Mickey World, you know. So
can you hold on for 2 seconds, sir?
Yes, sir, I can hang on if you'd like me to.
Oh yeah, please hold on for 2 seconds. I'm gonna play a chat, but I'll hold on for 2 seconds.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, sir, I'm back. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm back. Okay. I have your information down already, and I'm going to be in touch with you pretty soon. Let me see here.
Okay, very good. Well, you can touch me when you're ready. No one's pushing nothing, so. In the meantime, go with your dreams, go with your goals, and don't let no one else stop you. I did that many a times. You know what? I got songs on my show that aren't my songs, and now I got songs on there. 4 years later, hell with that, you know? I put out my songs, so. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm just reorganizing some things up here.
Oh, are you looking at for some things to put on?
My switchboard's done for the day, so it's already up here. What is it going on? No, Blog Talk is just technical things.
You still have 22 minutes remaining in your show right now, so.
Yeah, I see that. All right, can you hold tight for me? I want to go ahead and play some more tracks.
Hold tight. No, then.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's something from Miss Jennifer Hudson. Make sure you guys check her out on tour. She's on tour with Robin Thicke, of course.
And soon, Timothy Hodge will be on tour right behind her.
No, well, I'm actually on tour right now, so I just left Atlanta. So make sure you guys check me out down in Florida. I'll be down in Miami with celebrity guests, so make sure you guys check me out. It's to benefit the American Talent Association. They're trying to raise $250,000 to keep the foundation going, so make sure you guys check that out for me. Sir, if you can hold on for me, I'll play the track for Miss Jennifer Hudson, and I'll be right back, sir. Hold on for me.
Yes, sir, I will.
Worldwide! Tune in to a BBBBK classic.
Right upon now.
I'm calling your phone up just to tell him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, yeah, for me. Oh, I truly believe I see me an angel from above. Gonna love me for life, and it will be perfect. came before me. But see, I never believed.
I see an angel
from above that's gonna love me for life.
And it will be perfect
only because it's the only way I can describe. So,
oh,
I could be dreaming of just plain crazy.
Nothing. I'm here. I'm waiting.
Oh, you just want to listen to the show, or you want to talk about a topic, or?
I was talking to you about your music. That's what I was talking about.
Anything else you want to touch bases on?
Tell me any topic I can talk about tonight.
Anything that you feel free to do. It's open for discussion.
Okay. Well, last I knew, you was looking and doing something, so... Well, what topic you want to talk about tonight? I can fix any topic in the middle of the world.
I don't have anything in mind right now, but it's a place
you gotta
of music.
Be kidding.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, like, you know, it's your show. You're the boss, so...
I don't have anything to talk about tonight. I didn't even write my entertainment reporter didn't even comment. They didn't even, send me a report to it because I just was going to play some soft music today.
Do you have my number and all so you can get a hold of me?
I have it. I have it right in front of me. And I
okay,
have it
very
down.
Good. Then you go check out the fine line, and you'll see I'm not kidding around. So you probably think I'm a prank call. But in the meantime, I'll talk about any topic you want to talk about. You want to talk about the music industry? How many people try hard to get in there and just
form? I don't think it's enough time in the show to talk about that. I've been in, oh my goodness, I think it's 23 years I've been in this business, and I've seen ups and downs with it for so many years. So yeah.
It's all a con game, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's a con game. They got their own things they want. You gotta meet the face of somebody. You gotta meet. They don't care about the music. They want to meet everything else that goes along with it, so.
Now, why don't you tell me, you say you know a few people. Why don't you tell me a few people that you know of, that you know personally?
I know Fred Burrito. He comes on my show. He's been on Oprah, Dr. Phil. He's been on Dateline. He's been on NBC News. He's been on 60 Minutes. I know him.
Okay.
I also know a friend of mine. His name is John Steed, who played with the Rascals, and he played with a bunch of other up-and-coming artists. And then I also know one other person out there, somebody that I can't tell you, but I'll tell you tonight. Jeff Green has been around the world with a lot of people like Wings, Paul McCartney. He's also done some work with some other people back in Woodstock days and all that, which is not, you know, the same kind of music that you're talking about, if you get what I mean. But he's got a new up-and-coming album coming out, and he's got a secret tour, and he's looking for musicians and all that coming on. But he played with a bunch of... Go to www.jeffgreen, JeffGreene.eu, because he's in Ireland, but check it out. I'm not funning with you.
I'll check it out. I will definitely.
Oh, he's got tons of people he played with and all that, and he's looking for someone to come on and do something with him. So, in the meantime, for me, I happen to manage a lot of different bands and that sort of thing, and up and coming people and all that. Am I prominent and important? No, but I was always in the background bringing up other people. But if you want me to say that, you know, I've been with the Morrison family or something like that. He has been there, not me. But nevertheless, he can hook you up wherever you need to go. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it sounds like you believe me.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for 23 years, and as you can see, I've interviewed big time celebrities. So you know, I have to check things out. You know, it's not saying that you're lying or whatever the case may be, but I will check you out and I will.
Not a big time celebrity, but I'll tell you what, I worked with Casanova and Nikon. Have you ever heard of them?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Midnight Star, the Zap Band, Ella Fitzgerald, all that.
Oh, yeah, well, I know Ella Fitzgerald, of course, the First Lady of Jazz. Yes, I do know who she is.
I worked with them. I didn't say I owned them or I was their manager, but I've been there all kinds of places, so. Texas and all that, all over the place. Now, I need to hear some music from you, so give it to me or send it to me at that email address, or go ahead and look up the show, and we'll put your music on there and that sort of thing. I promise you that. As God is my witness, I'll do it. And, you know, I can't push anything. It's almost like having a bag of carrots. You know, I could have the beautifulest, most prettiest bag of carrots.
What's the name of your show, Fine Line, you said?
At a Fine Line. I'm on MySpace, Twitter.
It's just plain Fine Line or just the Fine? What is it? It's Fine Line?
No, it's the Fine Line.
Oh, the Fine Line. T-H-E?
No, T-H-E, the Fine Line.
Okay. Gotcha, get out.
Good, I'm glad you got me because you think I'm playing the game, but that's okay, that's understandable. At this time in the morning, who knows who's you're talking, so.
All right, sir. I have to play some music, of course,
Okay, play your music. I got two other shows that people are waiting for me to go on. I just got off another show from a couple of girls, so.
Okay, well, what made you want to tune into mine?
Yeah, because I'm looking for artists out there. Is that okay? And people
no,
who.
No, you're fine. I may want you to manage an artist of mine, but once I confirm everything, then I'll be in touch with you regarding that.
Okay, very good. And God bless you. Have a good night, and I'm sorry to interrupt your show.
Oh, no, you're fine. I like people to call in, so if you feel free to call in again, please feel free to do and have someone else. I have tons of people to call in.
Oh, well, thank you. And you've been such a wonderful person, and you were so sweet, I tell you. But God bless
you.
And I'm looking to hear your music, so take care. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you for calling to the show.
Bye.
But you know, we're going to jump into a track by Neo entitled When You're Mad.
Knowing that it makes you madder, I'm sorry for seeing you mad. Someone they're loving. Keep on believing, we are meant to be, and nothing's stopping you and me from going to heaven. Sweetest love, I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest love, and I can beat it. There ain't now I'm a climber. This mountain's just my ladder. It gets better every second we're together. Ooh, baby, it feels so right. A new beginning starts tonight. The reason for wedding songs is because of you and me, and sweet.
Breaks us.